Learning to hear the voice of God is a lifetime thing. And like I said, when we hear God's voice, we become alive. Something will change on the inside of us. When we hear the voice of God, the joy of the Lord will increase. Okay? And when we hear the voice of the Lord, something will change. The first thing that will change is us. We will change. We will change. Our God is a God that wants to bring changes to us. We are not the same yesterday, today, and forever. God forbid. Only Jesus is. He wants to change us from glory to glory. He wants to move in us. He wants to redefine us, if I can put it that way. He wants us to become a people that will carry His presence. He wants us to be a people that know how His voice sounds like. That knows how He will speak. How we can apply that, and we can also tell other people how He will speak. There was a time in our place there, back home, we would go to this restaurant to eat oftentimes, and there was this lady that was selling, when I say drinks, that means tea and all that, okay? Tea, coffee, I don't know how you call it, waitress, beverages. She was selling beverages, okay? She was selling beverages, and she knew that, you know, we're in the ministry. She's not a believer. And one day she just said, "Can I sit down and talk with y'all?" So she sat down. The next thing she said, "I'm having problem with my 10-year-old daughter. I just do not know how to handle her." So what we did was, we shared with her. We never told her to become a Christian. We just shared with her about the principles of God, how God will allow us, how God can touch a child by those principles, because God's word does not change. And we share that when you do this, you will find that your child will respond differently. Indirectly, we were telling her what God was wanting her to do. We were hearing that, no, this is what God wanted her to do. And as we started to share that, she took everything in her heart. She started to put that into practice. And her child became a different person. Okay? Until today, now going for many years now, the child is still different from those days. Okay? Now what I'm saying to you is this. That if we reason with our mind, if we perceive in the first place with our mind, we will try to counsel her according to what we think we know. But God was bringing healing to her heart and bringing divine order into the family. We were sensing and hearing that. And so it's important when you begin to sense and hear what God is saying, you're actually giving people answers of God into their situation. This is another area where we call prophetic counseling. It's very beautiful. Prophetic counseling has got to do with hearing what God is saying about a situation, because there's not one situation that's the same. We cannot apply the one simple solution for everything. It doesn't happen like that. Okay? And so therefore, hearing the voice of God is a very practical thing. That God begins to unlock hearts. That God begins to unlock circumstances. That God begins to unlock people. Do you know that when you and I hear the voice of God, it unlocks us. We are freed up. We are free. One of the greatest things that we can have is freedom in God. Oh, the freedom in God is beautiful. You can just be so free and you will soar in your spirit, man. What's your name, sorry? Yeah. Pardon? Aaron. Aaron, okay. I remember on the... today is Friday. Okay. Wednesday, prayer meeting day. As I was declaring, "Rise up, rise up, rise up," because that's what my spirit man felt. Aaron started to jump. I'm sorry, I got mistaken. Who was it? Okay, your brother started to jump. You all look alike. Okay. Your brother started to jump. Okay. Now, this may have happened before, but also sometimes, you know, when we move prophetically or when you hear what God is saying, that word brings a quickening. When God speaks to you, there is a quickening. Something happens on the inside of you. There is a divine shaping taking place in the realm of the spirit. When you hear what God is saying, that which was not fulfilled in time past, in this season, God can bring a full circle. That means God can even restore the days of the yesteryears. So it's like God will begin to position us into a spiritual dimension, a spiritual position in Him, where suddenly we step into a place physically, or we step into a place in the spirit dimension, and suddenly things begin to happen. It's like a vortex. You know, many times the TV shows, they talk about the future. There's a vortex going on, and people go in there and they get translated into another dimension. I believe they got this concept from the dimension of the spirit. It's just that what kind of spirit for them is a different spirit. For us, we know that the Holy Spirit does bring us into that place whereby He will bring us into the next season. Okay, are you here with me? He will bring us into the next season. That's why the prophetic, one thing beautiful about the prophetic is this. It's like God begins to lock us in into a time frame whereby in the spiritual dimension, He begins to position us right in a place where things begin to shape, take place, where things begin to shape, where things begin to happen. So we keep on hearing the voice of God. Keep on hearing, keep on obeying. Keep on doing what God tells us now, so that we will reap the blessings of our obedience in Him in the next season. Sometimes in hearing the voice of God, we come across what I will call it like a barrier that you will have to push through. Because it's not just only hearing the voice of God is important. You got to break through the resistance that the enemy may put into your path. There are resistances. The enemy may want to distract you. The enemy may want to attack you in different areas. You have to push through. Many times, the greater the next season is going to be, the greater will be the battlefield. And when you hear the word of God speaking to you, when you hear God's voice speaking to you something, that word will be contested in the dimension of the spirit. That word will be contested. That means there will be warfare that you will have to fight. Nobody can really do that fighting for you, because there are certain things that you have to enter into. You've got to fight for your own destiny. You've got to take back that which was lost in the spirit. You've got to take back what the devil has stolen from you. One of the things that we see this year is that God restoring many, many, many people. And it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. God begin to open doors for us or do things that in the natural one cannot do. But God does it. You know, just now I was sharing halfway, I forgot to complete. So now I'm completing that. The full circle. So you and I got to keep on walking in hearing the voice of God, excelling in hearing the voice of God. This is one prayer that we pray. We say, Lord, open our ears that we may hear. Let us hear your voice so clear and cause us to be sharp, so precise, so accurate, straight to the point, that we will not miss the mark. Because we recognize this, that we are not young anymore. And we want to be able to impart to as many as possible and to raise up people as many as possible so that people will run for the Lord. Now, when you and I hear the voice of God, something in us will break. The flesh will break. But your flesh may also fight against God. You've got to crucify the flesh. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Okay? Crucify the flesh. You want to live, you crucify the flesh. You want to live, you must choose the ways of God. No other way. When we talk about hearing the voice of God, we are also talking about paying a price. Jesus has paid all of it, but there are certain price that we have to pay. Because hearing the voice of God at times will not make us comfortable. What if God were to call you to go to Timbuktu? Anyone of you have any idea where is Timbuktu? Mali. I remember saying this to my mom before she passed away. I told her, I said, you know, even if God were to call me to Timbuktu, I will go. She said, where is that? So I told her, it's Africa. Wow, so far, you also want to go? I want, if God tells me. He opens the door, I go. Then she said, okay, go. Now, what I'm saying is this. When we hear the voice of God, when I use the word, it's costly, that means God's voice will not always make us comfortable. Because God's voice is going to shape us according to what God has predestined us to be and predestined us to do. Hearing God's voice, you have a choice to obey or you have a choice to compromise. If you compromise, you won't get the best. You will delay receiving what God has for you. If you compromise, you will miss out on what God has for you. But if you obey 100%, you will have the 100% whatever God has for you. But it comes with a package. It comes with a price. The price can be heavy, but it is worth every bit out of it. It is worth it. Okay? So with this, I just want to close tonight. With this, I want to close tonight. Tomorrow, we will continue. Okay? I was speaking more than what was in the notes because I felt the need to just impart that into your heart. So that you will catch and that you will pursue after God like never before. You will receive what God wants you to have on the inside of you. You will know that it doesn't come easy. It is by relationship. It is by you desiring 100%. And you've got to stir up that desire. You've got to stir it up. Sometimes our love for God can go a little bit cold. Stir it up. Get into that position of worship, prayer. Because in this spiritual position, it is going to cause you to be able to sense God. Is that alright? Let's stand. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that tonight you're doing far more than we can understand. You're touching hearts far more than we know. Holy Spirit, that you will hover over your people, that even tonight that you release dreams and visions, that you speak to your people, God, that you remove every spiritual blockages from their hearts and from their ears, from the innermost being, oh God, that you unbox whatever in them, oh Father, that they have boxed them in, oh God. Lord, that you remove any form of veil over their eyes, that whatever forms of religiosity that different ones have had, oh God, that you will come in and begin to break it, oh God, that you will begin to put your hand even upon the circumstances, hand even upon those situations, and that you will make it right, oh Father, that you position them, position your people. Let there be an alignment in tonight. Lord, I declare an alignment in the dimension of the Spirit. Alignment. Alignment to take place into hearts. Alignment right now. Alignment right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Alignment, oh Father. They align your people to hear your voice. Because you said in your word, even as they hear your word, as they hear your voice, oh God, they will live. They will live. Oh, Father, we want to live for you. We want to live for you. We want to live for your purpose, oh God. Lord, come in, oh God, that you, oh God, will be the lover of our soul, that you will woo us into your presence. You will woo us, oh God, that we will want to hear your voice, oh God. We will be like little children, that, oh God, will be willingly, that will be looking forward every time and say, God, what have you got to say to me, God? What have you got to do in my heart, Lord? What is it that you want to do in my life, oh God? Lord, we ask, oh God, tonight, that you will reveal yourself to each one of us, oh God. We bless you, Father. We bless you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.